بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and in fact this is a hadith in which there is an expression from a sahabi of the love of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for him, and this is also a hadith which gives us a great glad tidings for the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for ourselves. Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on one occasion Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took me by my hand and he said, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk. Generally, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were desirous of actually embracing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would try to look for opportunities in which they could meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in such a way that they would be able to bring the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into their hands, in which they could embrace him, or in which they could get into touch to any part of his Mubarak body. But on this occasion, the Master himself, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, takes hold of the hand of this beloved Sahabi, Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, and gives him the certificate and the guarantee of his love. Can we imagine the magnitude of the occasion and the magnitude of the expression that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling the Sahabi, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. I love you. And then he gives him the prescription for the sustainability of this love and for the continuity of this love. If you want to contain this love with you and you want to meet me in the akhirat and the hereafter with this love and be together with me, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, after every salah, you must read. Do not forget or never forget to read this dua. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. It is a famous dua, it is a common dua, but the magnitude of the dua and the benefit of the dua is tremendous. So what does this mean? Effectively, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahabi that this dua actually is a plea for certain very basic and fundamental aspects. A'inni, O Allah, help me. O Allah, guide me and give me the hidayah. To what? Dhikrik. Your remembrance, your consciousness, your thought. And this is a very fundamental aspect of every person's spirituality. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Allah says, you remember me, I will remember you. And in the Quran also, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله. Don't be like those who forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this aspect of forgetfulness, negligence of the remembrance of Allah, not being conscious of Allah, not being aware of Allah Rabbul Izzat's presence and His greatness, etc., is something which is a means of spiritual detriment. So the one aspect of this dua is, oh Allah, give me that help and that support and that strength and that knowledge that I remain in your constant zikr and your remembrance. Wa shukrik. Allahumma inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik. And make me one who is continuously grateful to you. The aspect of gratitude. After remembrance and consciousness and awareness comes the aspect of gratitude and gratefulness. And this aspect of shukr, we know how important it is and we know how fundamental it is to our iman and to everything that we do. Every step of ours should be filled with gratitude to Allah. Every breath of ours should be filled with gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are totally dependent on Allah for each and every ni'mat of His. We are in need of every bounty of Allah. Every breath of ours, every blink of ours, every step of ours, every sip of water that we drink, every little thing that we enjoy, it may seem small, insignificant, little in our eyes, but if that ni'mat is not there, ask a person who does not have that ni'mat or cannot access that ni'mat, that drop of water, how difficult it is. So therefore, wa shukrik. Make me one who is grateful to you. And the third part of this beautiful dua, wa husni ibadatik. And oh Allah, this ibadat that we do, the salah, our dua, our tilawat, our charity, whatever a person is doing, tawaf, then create husn in it. Let me do it in a beautiful manner. Let me do it with devotion. Let me do it with purpose and good intention. Let it be an ibadah that is filled with husn and beauty, with sincerity and purpose, with all of those qualities and sifat that will make that ibadah and a worship of substance. So if we look at this dua, my dear friends, we find outwardly it is a very simple dua, and we tend to recite it after every salah, and we should from this hadith. This is the transmission of love. According to the muhaddiseen, it is called a hadith musalsal bil muhabba. That it is a hadith and it is an act that gives continuity to muhabba and love. Therefore, whichever person will practice on this sunnah, whichever person will practice on this dua, insha'Allah, this person will be a recipient of the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by virtue of this guarantee given to the sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the sahabi the award and the certificate and the guarantee. Inni uhibbuk. And if you do this after every salah, you will continue receiving my love and you will be my beloved. And every person that reads this dua with devotion, with sincerity, and with intention to receive this award and to receive this promise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insha'Allah, he will achieve the same goal and the same achievement, and that he will attain the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these practices, which are the mainstay of our beliefs, zikr, shukr, and husn, and ikhlas, and ihsan, and consciousness of Allah in our ibadat and all our work, these will also become qualities that are embedded within us. And inshallah, we will meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a state that he is happy with us and with his love. And inshallah, in that way, we will attain our salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this dua a reality in my life, your life, and grant us all the benefits of it. Jazakallah.